Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we are delighted to be with you. We're also delighted to tell you coming up this next Monday is the Slutton Angus Bull Sale. It's going to start at noon Mountain Time, Faith Livestock Auction. You've got to mark this day. You've got to make it a point to be there. They've got their annual bull and female sale, and they have 115 bulls, 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. It is Slutton Angus Bull Sale coming up this coming Monday.
Calving season is upon us, and what you need to help you get through calving season? How about a fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication? Tri-State Livestock News, stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Well, I've got just a tidbit to get started. I have explained to my children and entrusted them to school our grandchildren. Ignorance is the absence of knowledge, but stupidity is the possession of knowledge and the refusal to use it intelligently.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And after that, go ahead.
Well, this is about two little grandchildren, Gracie, aged 4, and Owen, aged 2. And they're kind of those mischievous kind of kids, you know, that are always...
Oh, yeah, never.
That kind. But you're going to chuckle on this one. So they're always getting into trouble, and their parents know if any mischief occurs in their town, the two children are probably involved somehow. The kid's mother heard that a preacher in town had been successful in disciplining children. So she asked if he would speak with hers. The preacher agreed, but he asked to see them individually. The mother sent 2-year-old Owen in the morning with 4-year-old Gracie to see the preacher in the afternoon. The preacher, a huge man with a deep, booming voice, set the younger boy down and asked him, "Do you know where God is, son?" The boy's mouth dropped open, but he made no response, sitting there wide-eyed with his mouth hanging open. So the preacher repeated the question in the even sterner tone, "Where is God?" Again, the boy made no attempt to answer. The preacher raised his voice even more and shook his finger in the boy's face and bellowed, "Where is God?" Owen screamed and bolted from the room, ran directly home, and dove into his closet, slamming the door behind him. And when his older sister found him in the closet, she asked, "What happened?" The younger child, gasping for breath, replied, "We are in big trouble this time. God is missing, and they think we did it."
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I'm not sure where we came across that one, and I don't know the author of it, but it sure gives you a little bit of a chuckle in there.
It sure did. Hey, I don't know who came up with this either, but I'm going to share it. My mom is a bit of a pack rat. Recently, she went digging under her stairs for some holiday decorations and came across a birthday card I had sent her 30 years earlier. She called me to say my wish for her had come true. "What wish?" I asked. "You wished me a happy 30th birthday," Mom replied, "and hoped I'd live another 30 years. And I did.
Kim, here's a sign that I seen the other day. It says, "I don't have a dad bod. It's called father figure."
Oh, very good.
"And if a man says he will fix it, he will. There is no need to remind him every 6 months about it."
Oh, boy. Touche. Never mind.
What else do you have?
Just heard someone turn down an after-work plan because they have an avocado at home that's about to go bad.
That's a good excuse to leave the party, I guess.
Yeah. Mike, Jennifer Rao shared this with us. It's, I believe, by Eloise Gary Dunn. A Nebraska poem. "It's winter in Nebraska and the gentle breezes blow. 70 miles an hour at 35 below. Oh, how I love Nebraska. When the snow's up to your butt, you take a breath of winter air and your nose gets frozen shut. Yes, the weather here is wonderful, so I guess I'll hang around. I could never leave Nebraska because I'm frozen to the ground."
Yeah, that sounds not so bad this year. You know, our winter has been pretty open, pretty decent this year compared to last winter when we had 80 to 100 inches of snow.
Yeah,
across
no kidding.
Our area.
This has been easy. But at Christmas time, we did have a good amount of snow to remind us to stay humble. Mike, the individual who knows the score about life sees difficulties as opportunities. You know, those are the kind of things that we love to share here. And you can share too. Send things to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com so that we can share them on The Good Stuff.